This is Don Gagne traveling with the Obama campaign in Chester, Pennsylvania, where the same torrential rain that washed out last night's World Series game in nearby Philadelphia drenched a crowd that waited for hours this morning to hear the Democratic nominee. But in the audience, 54-year-old Patricia Lewis asserted that her spirits were not dampened.
I'm wet, but I'm layered. And I'm warm. I'm hot, actually. My feet, I should have had the Timberlands on, but I'm hot. I think it's liquid sunshine. And this is history in the making.
The rain got worse even as we spoke. Senator Obama took the stage at 10 a.m., an hour early. The crowd on the quad at Widener University totaled some 9,000.
This is an unbelievable crowd for this kind of weather. Thank you so much. And I just want all of you to know that if we see this kind of dedication on Election Day, there is no way that we're not going to bring change to America.
Obama delivered a shorter version of the speech he first gave yesterday, a speech described as his closing argument. He said President Bush's policies have brought the country to economic crisis, hammering on a theme where polls give him a significant edge over John McCain.
My opponent's trying to distance himself from President Bush, despite the fact that he's faithfully supported him 90% of the time.
Obama then added this.
John McCain's ridden shotgun as George Bush has driven our economy towards a cliff. And now he wants to take the wheel and step on the gas.
It's a line that shows Obama isn't above delivering a sharp jab, even if the overall tone of the speech he's giving in the campaign's final weeks aims to be something considerably loftier. Don Gagne, NPR News, traveling with the Obama campaign in Chester, Pennsylvania.